It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Jason Kiken, the supervisor for the Stanislaw National Forest, to get up to speed on various issues and topics in the forest. Supervisor Kiken, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
So being the supervisor of the Stanislaw National Forest, has it been about 2 years now?
It's been nearly 2 years. It'll be 2 years in October, and we have enjoyed every moment of being in the Sierras. Our first weekend here, we went up to Pinecrest Lake and over Sonora Pass, and we've been back several times since. But more than that, we've been exploring Highway 4, 120, going over to Yosemite National Park. And really, it's a glorious area that we're blessed to be at, and I am privileged and humbled to be supervisor for the Stanislaw National Forest.
So what would you say are kind of the biggest challenges right now facing the Stanislaw National Forest?
So I would say our biggest challenges are continued threat of wild and fire, and so trying to address that in a number of ways, as well as recreation. We have, because of those beautiful places that I just spoke about, we have a number of individuals that come from throughout the world to enjoy this place, and so trying to ensure that we can provide good opportunities for people to camp and fish and hike and even just drive around and see the area is really important, but is becoming more challenging because of that increased pressure. So we're relying more and more upon our volunteers and just really glad to have active members of the public in this area. Other issues that we're still facing are around other forest health concerns, so insects and disease, though those threats have gone down in the last year or so, as well as that drought threat has decreased due to the amount of snow and rain that we've had, they're still present, and so we're still trying to figure out ways on how to improve that forest health because of the clean water that we all require for our domestic and agricultural uses, as well as for wildlife habitat. We host a number of unique species in this area that are very important just for a well-rounded and functioning landscape, and again, those recreation opportunities rely upon healthy landscapes. So those are our main challenges, and but we're working on addressing all of those.
We obviously had a very heavy winter season this past winter season. You know, as we sit here in mid-July, you know, how are the high country roads looking today?
So some of the high country roads are still closed due to snow. My family and I were just up at Lake Alpine this last weekend, and there is still snow in the woods. And if you go up higher, we have roads still closed due to snow. We didn't have quite as much damage as we were expecting from that incredible amount of spring rain. Some of that was rain on snow, and we were expecting a lot more road damage like we saw in 2017, but that didn't really materialize, and yet there are still some areas that have kind of that washboard road where it feels like your teeth are getting jarred out when you're driving down it, as well as some minor road damage from washouts and some landslides, small landslides that went on top of roads. But we're working on clearing those out. We do have limited staff that can do that road maintenance, and yet it was much better than expected. So please go out and enjoy those forests or enjoy the forest, but be always heads up for road damage as well as overhead hazards. So that insect and disease issue that I spoke about has continued to have an increased presence of trees that can come down, and so be prepared to let people know so that you can know where you, so that your relatives and friends know where you are in case you don't come back, that they can get somebody out there to help you because you might be behind a tree.
Yeah, you mentioned Lake Alpine. A couple weeks ago, my family and I were there, and we were surprised doing the bike trails. You come across, you see a big patch of snow here and there and kind of have to go around it. So lots of snow still up there.
Lots of snow still up there, and there's fish in the lake. We didn't catch any of them, but we did catch a couple trees. Our 6 and 9-year-old boy really had fun being out there. So Yeah, quite the spot.
Is there, as you mentioned, is there still quite a bit of work that needs to be done from the 2017 storms with some major roads?
There are still some roads that we're still trying to repair, the most major of which that's important locally is the Beardsley Day Use area, so up Highway 108. That road still is closed. There's quite a extensive washout of that road and still in the design process and hoping to get that work done. Though it'll probably be next spring or summer when that work occurs. But that we know that area is popular for good reason. It's quite a gorgeous place. But you'll most likely have to wait until next year to enjoy it again.
How about the Donnell Fire burn scar? How is that looking?
So that burn scar is, we have not seen any major washouts this year in that burn scar, and that was really a function of the amount of snow that we had. So when those rains came, there was still snow on the ground. There weren't any major issues, but there were some small, small movements of dirt and debris. The big caution right now are those overhead hazards. So some of my team and I went up for a hike to look at one of the trails, and quite honestly, we didn't go very far because of the number of overhead hazards. So trees that are dead with limbs that are could break off at any point in time. So some of the trails still are closed within that burn scar, and that's due to the amount of hazards that we have. And yet, what I want to point to is Highway 108 is still open. We have a number of businesses that are reopened. Our campgrounds are all open up Highway 108. So please come and enjoy the forest. There's plentiful places to still hike and fish and camp. So it's a good, still a good place to go. Just be aware of where you are. Pay attention to what's around you.
Still a lot of beauty up in the Stanislaus National Forest.
A lot of beauty.
Those trees that you mentioned, hazard trees in that burn area, what happens to those trees? Do they stay there or they eventually moved out?
So we are doing some hazard tree removal projects along some of the roads, up Clark's Fork Road and up Fence Creek Road and some of the other areas. We have a contractor in there that's nearly done with some of that, most of that work, but then we're also going to be doing some salvage projects, so removing additional dead trees from that area. So that's kind of our actions, and then we will have our crews in the spring and fall and throughout the summer make sure that the places that we're really inviting public, meaning campgrounds, trailheads, trails, and roads, that we're paying attention to what those hazards are and doing our best to keep up with the removing those hazards. And yet there's a lot of that area that we won't work in. That fire was a part of a natural process, and a lot of trees will come down on their own over time. Some of them are in steep, inaccessible areas, and so we won't be doing work there. But we'll do what we can in order to ensure that the public is safe. And yet, again, most of the vast majority of Highway 108 is still open for business. We want people to come from near and far because those granite peaks are really quite stunning. That has not changed.
With the Donnell Fire, is there any type of timeline yet for when some of the first cabins will be rebuilt or when they can?
So we have started reviewing, and I believe even approved a couple of cabin rebuilds. So we're working very closely with the county. The county and Forest are working closely to ensure that we can approve things together so that we don't have one side approve and those plans not meet the standards for the other entity. And yet our priority is really in trying to get the businesses reopened. So those are people's livelihoods, and working very closely with business owners up 108, trying to work as quickly as we can. And yet with those cabins, it will take some time to get all of the cabin plans reviewed and approved, and yet that remains our goal, is for all owners that want to rebuild to provide that opportunity.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Jason Kuykken, who is the forest supervisor with Stanislaus National Forest. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. During the next segment, we'll get an update on the Master Stewardship Agreement, which was put in place between the forest and Tuolumne County. That's coming up on next on Motherlode Views with Forest Supervisor Kuykken. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.